Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. The death toll from Chile's wildfire disaster is climbing, with at least 99 people now reported killed and hundreds more still missing. Local residents have begun to assess the damage, with entire neighborhoods burnt in the coastal city of Viña del Mar. President Gabriel Boric says the country is facing a tragedy of very great magnitude and says Chileans must be prepared for more bad news. Authorities have imposed a 9 p.m. curfew and have called in the military, while firefighting helicopters battle more than 90 raging fires. A resident of Viña del Mar, Maria Soledad Suarez, says her husband Sergio has lost his workshop and all his tools along with their home.
He always thought there would be a tragedy, an earthquake or something like that, and we would have been left with nothing to eat. So we had three fridges where we would have fruit, in the other chicken and red meat, and in the other vegetables. It was all lost. It was all burnt. There's not a trace of the fridges left.
Meanwhile, the federal government has released its draft plan for fuel efficiency standards, which aims to cut the total of new passenger vehicle emissions by 60% over the next 5 years. Australia is one of the only advanced economies in the world without efficiency standards, which force vehicle suppliers to meet an average emissions target for new cars sold. The standards will pressure suppliers to import more low and no emission vehicles. Transport Minister Catherine King says it's part of an effort to bring Australia in line with other countries such as the United States.
This is, of course, all about choice for consumers, making sure that people have the choice to have the most efficient vehicles in our marketplace available to buy when you're wanting to purchase a new vehicle. And that's really good for consumers and consumers' hip pocket, making sure that we're getting those fuel savings as best we possibly can. We know that by 2028, this will save average consumers on each vehicle each year over $1,000. That's an enormous amount of savings.
And in sport, football's governing body has announced that the FIFA World Cup final for 2026 will be held in New Jersey's MetLife Stadium on July 19th. The World Cup, which will be co-hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico, is the first to include 48 teams. The announcement, which featured star appearances from Canadian rapper Drake and US celebrity Kim Kardashian, also revealed the opening ceremony and first match will be held in Mexico's Azteca Stadium. Mexico's head coach, Jaime Lozano, says he's excited that Mexico will be hosting a record third opening World Cup match.
Very happy and excited about this news. Obviously, June 11th is going to be a massive party in this country, but the Azteca, just imagine the energy you're going to feel, how our supporters are going to be buzzing with excitement having their national team host an opening match for the third time in history.
FIFA says the tournament's schedule was created in consultation with the coaches of the national teams in an attempt to keep travelling distances for teams and fans to a minimum. The tournament runs from the 11th of June until the 19th of July 2026. I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.